For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Thanks to Margot Adler at Justice Talking on NPR, the following is a continuation of a debate on drug testing for students between Marsha Rosenbaum of Safety First and Robert DuPont, our nation's second drug czar and major stockholder in many urine testing companies.
Bob, is there any evidence that drug testing reduces peer pressure?
I think it changes the peer pressure because it establishes the fact that there's seriousness on the part of the adults about the no-use message. An example of this is another school study found that after the implementation of random student drug testing, the students were more likely, there was an 11% increase in the students who were participating in athletics once the testing was going on.
Now, Marsha, are there any cases in which you would test a student for drugs?
Certainly. I would test for suspicion. If there is suspicion that a student is using drugs, and the suspicion would be based on observation, then I can see that in order to make a determination, that a drug test would be fine. But this random across-the-board student drug testing is not for suspicion. It's random.
And Marsha, would this be only about using drugs on school property or just any kind of suspicion about drug use?
I think that parents really need to be involved in this kind of an issue and this kind of a decision. I think that school is for education, it's for learning, and that it's at home where medical issues are addressed and medical problems. And so I would say if a parent suspects that their child has a drug problem, is using, and they want to find out, it's very simple. You go right down to Rite Aid or Walgreens or Save On, and for $20 you pick up a drug test and you administer this drug test in the privacy of your own home. The results obviously are confidential. Or you can go to your own physician. But I don't see why the school now has become a place for random testing, for health decisions, and why are the taxpayers picking up the tab on this? Let parents do their job.
Now, Bob, student drug testing programs vary. Some are testing for athletes. Some test any student involved in extracurricular activities. Some test students who drive to school. First of all, if you had your way, which students do you think should be tested?
I think all students should be tested.
The whole of the drug war is nothing but price support, reasons to exist for urine testers, drug agencies, traffickers, smugglers, and gangs. Robert DuPont is one of the best friends the drug lords could ever hope for. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.